Well, welcome everybody to the Music and Ministry Podcast. We are so glad that you joined us today because we are actually going to continue our series on songwriting, because that is one of the things that we feel called to teach about and really to inspire people is to write their own music, to get the God songs that are on the inside of you out to your world and maybe the world beyond. So if you've been a regular listener, you have listened to some of the different aspects of how do you songwrite, because many of us are writing by ourselves. The professional world are writing songs together in what's called co-writing. So people are getting together in rooms, certainly here in Nashville and places all across the world. They're also doing things over phone lines and over internet and all the different ways you can connect to write collectively and to write collaboratively. Part of then being good at co-writing is then understanding the role that you're supposed to be playing. Because when you write songs by yourself, you're doing all of the work. You're coming up with a chord progression, you're adding some production, you're coming up with a melody, and then finally you're coming up with some lyrics. And of course that may happen in a different order, but it's all you all the time. And I have much been like that my entire writing life. Then once I met my wife, she became my co-writer and editor. So as I moved here into Nashville and have tried to then get into co-writing, it has been an interesting challenge of just seeing different things about songwriting that I was unaware of as a solo writer. So part of that is your strengths and your skills in the different areas that I mentioned. And everybody is better at one than they are another. And what you want to do is get people in the same room that are good at what you're not good at, and then work together and trust each other to come up with hopefully something better than you would if you were on your own. Now, that doesn't always work, and sometimes it's a disaster and people can't get along, and just for whatever reason, it doesn't work. But then there are those moments where everything comes together and man, what an amazing song. Those moments are worth the trouble, are worth the headache of trying to figure out how do we work together. So for me, lyrics are one of the most important things, certainly as a Christian writer, and then even in other things, lyrics matter to me, and I am always freaking out about, oh man, that's such a great line. And then some of my favorite songs are ones where the lyrics aren't at the surface level, but maybe they have a deeper meaning or a dual meaning that is clever in some way. But not everybody's like that. And we all have grown up, no matter what generation you are, where there has been music that has been extremely popular where you cannot understand what it is that they're saying. You know, for those of you that remember Iron Butterfly and In the Garden of Eden, which is Inagata De Vida to some of you that you don't even know that that's the actual lyrics. And then you can get to the 80s and the 90s where groups like Hanson and their Mbop, I still don't know what those words are. And I think I've even looked them up a couple times. Nirvana. And then there's now a thing called mumble rap where you don't really even know what they're saying. You just like how it sounds. And that's not a bad thing because melody is super important. But for the Christian world, the lyrics are really what separate us from secular music. So you do need to have something to say. And then specifically when you're talking about worship music, you're trying to accomplish a purpose, which is getting people to worship. So that puts kind of a high standard on the lyric aspect of things. But that's not something to shy away from, because on the other side of that, we also have a supernatural empowerment to have something good to say. So take the challenge and take the anointing. So today I'm going to give you two things just about lyrics. And one of them is know your purpose. And we say that about a lot of different things. But there is a big difference between writing something so you can express yourself, which is kind of the default mode of most musicians, and leading people to do something. In our case, specifically, lead people to worship. So as you're getting inspired, as things are coming out, part of what you have to pay attention to is, God, what is the purpose of what it is that I'm creating? And then let that purpose shape the rest of everything that you're doing. Because sometimes, even though we have good intentions, our self-expression will sometimes alienate people. And, you know, just for an example, say you were going to write something that would include even like a regional animal, like a firefly. And fireflies are amazing. And we have them where I live. And it's one of the most amazing things to me that these little bugs light up the night sky. And I sit out and I watch them and think it's amazing. But if I write that in a song, how many other people in the world have never seen a firefly, never will see a firefly, and won't get the illustration or feel the impact that I feel when I listen to that song? Well, it's something I have to consider when I'm looking at my purpose. Now, that's just a silly example, but that can be true for a lot of other things. And so when you're trying to lead other people, you have to think, what do they need to hear? What do they want to hear? What are their experiences? Or what are universal experiences amongst us all? So that is a very different priority and will shape the words and the phrases that you choose. So then the second thing would be this: say what you mean. And that's a question I often ask people when I'm evaluating songs. Is this what you meant? Or what do you mean by this? And because you're the one writing it, it makes sense to you. And that is really hard to step out and say, would other people understand what I'm talking about? Now, part of this just goes for the illustrations that you're using or the certain phrases. But more specifically, when it comes to worship music, who are you singing to? So many people will choose to use phrases like, "He is good," and "God is amazing." But what they mean is, "God, you're amazing." They're talking to God, but yet what they're saying is talking about God. And so there's this big argument throughout the worship culture of, should we do vertical songs? Should we do horizontal songs? What's the difference between a psalm, a hymn, and the spiritual song and praise and worship? But what I just want to encourage you to do is say what you mean what you say. Again, say what you mean what you say. So when you're singing the song, if you are singing to the Lord and yet your lyrics don't match the intention of your heart, well then change your lyrics. If you are singing to each other, well then sing to each other and lead songs that way. So don't let that stop you from writing things down and being inspired and just getting out what's on the inside of you, but then use these things to refine what it is that you're getting. And then you will find that the songs you are finishing will have a greater impact. Well, that's all the time that we're going to take for today, but stay tuned for future episodes where we'll talk more about how to songwrite. And if you have any questions, please feel free to contact us at musicandministryconference@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at musicandministry.co. Well, until next week, have a fantastic time and God bless.